This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's annual budget is headed to Governor Jared Polis for his signature. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
State lawmakers were flush with money because Colorado came out of the pandemic with better than expected tax revenues. Legislators in both parties praised the budget committee for balancing different demands to fund schools and health care and other state services. In the Senate, it was very bipartisan, but in the House, it passed on a party line vote with only Democratic support. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado educators will have more resources to teach their students about media literacy under a bill that is close to passing. The Senate needs to take one more vote to send it to the governor. The bill would create an online resource bank of teaching materials and direct the State Department of Education to help districts develop curricula if they ask for it. Democratic Senator Brittany Pedersen is one of the sponsors. She says schools have to teach kids how to judge what they see on social media.
And unfortunately, this is where they are getting a lot of their information, and there is a ton that is not accurate, and the technology is changing every day.
Some Republican lawmakers object to setting up a media literacy resource bank. They warn it could be politically biased and discount conservative views. Investigators are seeking those responsible for setting fire to an LDS church in Fruita last week. They're offering a $10,000 reward. The church burned April 26th. There were no reported injuries. Rain and mountain snow continues across the state today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.